You're listening to SBS News.
Indigenous Australians have been calling for a First Nations voice to Parliament for 2 years. They remain hopeful of achieving their goal under the re-elected coalition government. The coalition has budgeted $7 million to seek a model on establishing a voice to Parliament before going to a referendum. Labor had promised to go further and hold a referendum on establishing a voice if they had won the election. University of New South Wales Professor of Law and pro-Vice-Chancellor Indigenous, Megan Davis, says a lot of Indigenous Australians felt deflated after the election result.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of mob feeling deflated, and I certainly received my fair share of those sentiments that the night of the election and very early in the morning, the next morning. And our response has always been, we fight on. You know, there was never any guarantee, and a lot of people like to point out old Hawke's commitment to, you know, a treaty or national land rights, and that didn't come to fruition. You know, this has been a struggle for our people.
She says there is an opportunity to progress discussions on creating a voice to Parliament under the Morrison government, given the coalition's $7 million budget commitment.
There's processes that need to be engaged with now in terms of moving towards a referendum, and the Australian people are walking with us to persuade the Australian politicians of the exigency of this reform, and that's why the Uluru Statement was issued to the Australian people as an invitation. So, you know, my advice is chin up, and we just keep fighting on, we just keep moving on.
High-profile figure Noel Pearson believes the chances of establishing a referendum may actually be stronger under the coalition. He told ABC Radio there's a better chance at convincing the public of the need for a referendum under a Conservative Party.
Australians are very conservative about changing the constitution. Wherever there is change, it's usually led by Conservative governments. Prime Minister Morrison eventually led on this amendment. The prospects of bringing the right of Australia, because we need the right, to come on board.
Mr. Pearson says he's convinced the nation will move forward on the voice to Parliament.
There's absolutely no question in my mind that we will move forward with the voice, and that, and I'm very confident that we can find a model for the voice, assures Australians that the voice will be consistent with the Constitution, but it will truly advance the agenda that Indigenous people have been seeking for a very long time.
Rod Little from the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples says it's possible a Conservative government can better convince certain sections of the public of the importance of such reform.
They are certainly a section of the society that needs convincing that, you know, by doing this, the sky is not going to fall in. We're not going to get special privileges, as some think. But it's an opportunity to improve the living standards and life expectancy of fellow Australians, which I think is an obligation of all Australians, including Conservatives.
Mr. Little says Indigenous communities have always hoped with every election things would improve, but says some communities are concerned that this time nothing will change.
Every time an election comes around at federal level, and at state level and territory level, that things will be different so that our health, our families and our communities will improve. But here we are again with a surprise result like that. We certainly have hope, but we are concerned that we will get pretty much of the same, which is very little attention and very little priority.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison last year rejected establishing an Indigenous voice to Parliament by claiming that it would constitute a third chamber of power. But Liberal MP Ken Wyatt says he's optimistic about the community support for pursuing a voice to Parliament and for constitutional recognition of Indigenous Australians. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.